What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I am getting, both from our control room and email, that people have, in fact, seen photos of people who were wounded by the gunfire, and there's plenty of blood for those of you who are into that sort of thing. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Before I go to my main topic, I'll just say one thing. Hillary and Bill Clinton do have expertise on silencers with their body count. So,
well, they didn't actually dispatch those people themselves personally. They always send out underlings to do it, and the underlings probably know about silencers. But Hillary's comment about silencers, if she knows about how suppressors really work, then she's just hoping that you don't, that you've bought into the movie image of a silencer being able to actually quiet a gunshot. Nobody's ever succeeded in being able to do that. All you can do is muffle and mute it to make it hard for people to figure out which direction the shot is coming from. And one other thing to keep in mind when everybody's talking about cracks and shockwaves and everything, Las Vegas has all these hard surfaces all around that area. There's going to be all kinds of echoes, so it's going to take a very careful audio analysis to figure out what is really going on.
Well, but anyway, you know, I want to talk about, like, the unions. The Teamsters down in Puerto Rico, what they're doing, I think, is, Mike, I think it's criminal what they're doing. And, you know, the thing is, it's not the first time the unions have held cities hostage. I mean, I've seen in these big cities where the sanitation workers or the subway workers or the transit workers go on strike. It's like, hold the city hostage until they get their way. And I really think they have a really good image for the unions. I tell you that right now, Mike.
Well, we have to be very careful what's coming out of Puerto Rico, because there's a couple of different conflicting stories about what's going on down there, and they're trying to blame the unions for not getting the food and medicine out there to the rest of Puerto Rico. Frankly, I would think the union leadership would understand what a very terrible public relations problem that's going to create for them, and they would say, for the duration of the emergency, let's deliver what we're supposed to deliver. But there are other sources who are saying that this lady who runs Puerto Rico is very much a Hillary fan, a Hillary friend, and she's trying to make Donald Trump look bad by saying that the U.S. isn't doing enough for Puerto Rico by blocking the stuff that's on the docks. And we do know the stuff is piling up on the docks. There's another story that's coming around saying that the Clinton Foundation is already neck deep in Puerto Rico the way they were in Haiti. And the reason they're blocking all the food and medicine and everything is what they want is a big chunk of cash to be sent in that they can siphon off the way they did in Haiti. So we have to be very careful. We don't really know what's going on. One of the stories I heard was that most of those truck drivers want to be out there delivering materials to the interior of the island, and they're being coerced to not move, and they're not happy with it.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, this happened prior to the Bolshevik Revolution, that political hacks, the communists, the people by the robber barons, to sort of like blame the Russian czars. They did screw with food distribution, which caused a lot of famine in Russia.
Yes.
Bolshevik takeover.
Yeah, so, the weaponization of food.
Yes. But anyway, Mike, I'm going to let you get back to your show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, there is an article out here. This came out of the Duran.com, and it raises the question about the mass shooting problem, like organized terrorism is a drug problem, talking about the well-documented links between violence and prescription antidepressants. It does not apply in this case. Nobody has given any indication that this Stephen Paddock had any mental health issues. And he wasn't on antidepressants. He was just a normal guy. You know, Hunter, ex-NASA, I probably would have hung out with him. And his family is just flabbergasted. It's sounding more and more to me like this guy was just in Las Vegas for a weekend of gambling with his girlfriend, and he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And he got left behind to be the patsy. I don't think he was set up deliberately to be the patsy, because as a patsy, he's pretty much useless. He doesn't have links to anybody that the U.S. government wants to attack. All right, so we're going to move on from that story now, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more information surfacing, but again, the hard information, exactly what guns were found in the room, whether or not Stephen Paddock's fingerprints were really on them, whether it was GSR on his hands or bruising on his shoulder, that's not coming on out. None of the doctors are saying what caliber slugs are being taken out of the bodies of the injured who were shot or the dead. So that just, it's not passing the smell test. This Stephen Paddock just does not come across as the mass shooter type. He's retired. He's living out his life. He's having fun. Now, meanwhile, Antifa is getting really active all over the country, all over the world, in fact. And apparently, over the weekend, Antifa blocked the 101 freeway in downtown Los Angeles, holding up these placards that read, November 4, it begins. So they're trying to ramp up here to this idea that Antifa is going to start some kind of a civil war or insurrection to drive Donald Trump and Mike Pence from the White House. I note rather pointedly that they're not seeing who they want to put in to replace them. But I suspect the initial H will figure in there. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Sean in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Perfect timing, I guess, because that's exactly what I was calling about. I joined kind of late, and I didn't know if you got wind that Antifa was making this promise on starting a revolution on the 4th.
Yes.
And I don't know if the shooting or anything's correlated to it. But
Well, Alex Jones seems to think it is.
Yeah, I can see that. Alex, actually, he's suspecting that to be a bogus date, and he actually thinks that they're going to try to kick this thing off like mid-October.
Who knows?
Apparently, from what I heard, is they actually had people infiltrate the meetings of Antifa, and that's how they got this information, you know, like Project Veritas style. So, yeah, and, you know, everybody wants to bash Trump and everything, and everybody needs to realize we need to back this president, because what's the first thing you heard this morning? Who's Hillary blaming for this shooting? She's blaming the Second Amendment.
Yep.
She's blaming you, the American people. It's your fault that you have gun rights that this happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the liberals are using this to push the gun grabber agenda. The problem is, in order to repeal the Second Amendment, it's going to take another amendment. So it's not just a matter of Congress passing the bill and the president signing it. It still has to be ratified by 3/4 of the states.
Yeah, but it's such a ridiculous claim. I mean, if they get your guns, you're not going to have anything to fight this type of thing back.
Well, I mean, that's the real point here. The U.S. government is concerned.
They want to disarm you so you can be victimized real easy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, any dictatorship in history, they will disarm their population so that they can't stand up and fight back. And that is precisely why the Founding Fathers gave us that Second Amendment, to hold abusive government in check. And the idea is not that we're going to have an armed revolution in this country, but if you have a balance of forces on both sides, everybody's going to be reluctant to pull that first trigger. And that's what keeps the peace. But obviously, as we move along toward this global new world order, part of that agenda is global disarmament. The United Nations has been pushing that for years now, that nobody but the military and the police should be allowed to have any firearms whatsoever. And it does seem like, looking at what's coming out from the media and on social media, that this is being exploited for the gun grabber agenda, just like Sandy Hook was, just like Columbine was, and just like Sandy Hook and Columbine. It doesn't really feel like this was a real event in terms of it's not as we're being told it was.
Yeah, that's true. But I noticed, you know, right after Obama and Trump took office, all these sporadic group shootings kind of stopped all of a sudden until yesterday. And I wanted to ask you, Mike, if they're successful at this, and they do indeed, if you get some kind of organized mass shooting from Antifa to kick off this civil war, where do you see this thing going? What do you think? Do they have a good chance in succeeding, or do you think otherwise?
I think my preference would be, remember how Antifa and all the, well, they weren't called Antifa back then, but the liberal snowflakes, after Trump won the election, and they were rioting all over the country, including cities that Hillary won, and they were causing all this damage and saying, we won't have Trump, we want Hillary, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of fizzled. They just didn't have the number of bodies out there to represent a significant force. They made a lot of noise, they caused a lot of damage, they injured a lot of people. Personally, when you're talking about, you know, literally overthrowing the government of the United States of America, you're talking about Antifa is setting itself to go up against not just the police and the National Guard, but ultimately the military. If it's deemed a civil war, the U.S. military will be on that other side. So I don't know what Antifa thinks they're going to do, but I don't think it's going to end with Trump and Pence stepping down.
Well, from what I understand, Antifa is supposed to be like a smoke cover for their plans is to also implement this MS-13 gang that's running rampant on the West Coast and organize
I've heard that they're working together, and who knows what allegiances the Antifa people have come up with. I mean, at heart, basically, they're communists, because fascists and communists are polar opposites to each other. Okay.
Just hope for the best, I guess. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's going to be kind of hard to do. Thank you for the phone call, Sean. We're going to let you go here. All right. Getting on back to Puerto Rico, we're seeing all these articles about how the supplies are desperately needed, but they're just piling up on the docks. They are not being divided. There's a lot of finger pointing going on. They're, like I told that caller, blaming the unions. This is the government of Puerto Rico trying to make Trump look bad, may even be possibly pushing for full statehood, exploiting this. And the Clinton Foundation is down there as well. Interestingly enough, now that Donald Trump has waived the Jones Act and ships and planes from other nations can land there after picking up supplies on the mainland U.S., Jonathan Brown is a businessman over in Britain. He set up his own smoked salmon company when he was 16, and he lives in Miami now under the name the McKnight Food Group. And he basically has chartered 5 aircraft to take supplies, not to Puerto Rico, but to Dominica. People tend to have forgotten just how badly they got crushed by Hurricane Maria. The damage is not confined to Puerto Rico. There's a lot of suffering going on down there. Now, Russia today is out there saying that with regret, they may be forced to stop broadcasting in the United States due to pressure from the U.S. authorities. And basically, the worst case scenario is that the American media is allowed to say whatever they want. Russia today is being demanded to register as a foreign agent, along with their sponsoring their host company here. Now, let's get on over to the war zones. By the way, Russia today is one of the really good sources for information as to what's really going on. Let's take a phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I don't know if I missed you covering this earlier. I just tuned in, just got out of work. But anyway, it's so funny how these terrorist acts always happen like the day after a big vote in Spain. Or, you know what I mean? It's like now the media doesn't have...
Well, you know, that's certainly one of the things the media doesn't want to cover right now is just how brutally the Spanish government came down on the Catalan independence referendum. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, and not only that, just how massive the victory was. I mean, it was a huge victory for those who came out and voted.
Oh, yeah, slightly above 90%. And apparently the government of Catalan has already issued a declaration of independence.
That's right. We're all sick and tired of the banker's rule and the establishment.
Yes, we are.
The world establishment, we're sick and tired of it. And it's like a Brexit vote, and it's like a vote for Donald Trump. They don't want to talk about that. And I just find it amazing that kind of, like, the shootings the same night as that. I mean, it's too ironically that those things happen on big days for the independence people, you know?
I think in this case it really is just a coincidence. Maybe not. We're not sure, but I mean, there's only so many days in the year, and there's a lot of stuff going on right now, so some of it's going to line up. I don't think Catalan was a primary motive for this incident in Las Vegas. At this point, it does look like this is yet in another very long series of government hoaxes to push the anti-gun agenda.
Yeah. Well, you are also the one who always says that people that are assassinated for more than one reason. And I would think that, you know, maybe they had this planned and they decided to go ahead and put multiple fronts on it and covers for it, you know?
Well, certainly everybody is exploiting this for whatever their own personal agenda happens to be.
Yeah, I don't know. It's amazing that it happened the day of the election in Spain. I'm sorry. I just find it to be amazing.
I don't think that there's a strong link. Maybe. I don't think so. Anyway, listen, thanks an awful lot, Alex. We're going to let you go.
All right,
the phone lines are open here. Now then, getting on to the war zones, because there's a lot still going on besides Las Vegas. And by the way, you probably have already heard, flags are ordered to half-mast until this coming Sunday for the victims in Las Vegas. So there we are on that. Now then, Russian airstrikes have killed more than 2,000 ISIS and al-Nusra terrorists in Syria in the last 11 days. It really is all but over there in Syria. The only thing that would turn it around is if they find an autographed photo from Bashar al-Assad in Stephen Paddock's things, and I don't think they're going to do that, or they carry out a decapitation strike on Assad. And we're seeing indications that maybe the decapitation strike is becoming a favored tool because they're starting to talk about that against Kim Jong-un again. Now, speaking of Korea, something interesting happened over the weekend, and certainly they would rather you weren't thinking about it. Saturday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson confirmed that for the first time, despite all this ongoing rhetoric and bellicosity, the State Department had opened up direct diplomatic communications with the government of North Korea. And that's the good news. The bad news is North Korea came on back and said, well, we appreciate the call. We're not really interested in anything that you have to say. And this was their very polite way of saying that they doubt the U.S. government would keep any promises that were made for surrendering weapons of mass destruction based on what happened in Libya, which surrendered its nuclear weapons program and still got attacked. Syria, which surrendered their chemical weapons, still got attacked. Iraq, which surrendered their chemical weapons, still got attacked. And Iran, which has surrendered its nuclear weapons program, and now Trump wants to kill that deal in order to launch a war. So basically North Korea came on back and said, we appreciate the call. We have no reason to listen to anything that you've got to say. Well, that's a horrible slap in the face. So now Donald Trump is out there saying Tillerson was wasting his time. You know, we don't need to talk. We know what we have to do here. So Trump is trying to save face here. He's trying to make it look like cutting off communications with North Korea was really his idea when it wasn't. We'll be back in a few minutes with a phone call and more about Korea.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to take a phone call. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. I was calling about listening to Paul Craig Roberts' message this morning. He was on a radio talk show and talking about the fact that Putin is not stupid. Mm-hmm. And that he could easily see the pattern of defaming a leader. There was, you know, Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and then there was mm-hmm. Gaddafi, and then they tried it in Syria.
Now Kim Jong-un and his teen sex slaves and all the rest of that.
Yeah, and it hasn't worked yet in Syria, but and it's usually countries, though, that can't fight back. So I don't know. Would you think that would rule out Russia and that we're really going to be focused more on Cuba and Iran? He's thinking that Putin can only think, though, that he's next.
Well, I don't think Putin thinks he's next, but I think Putin is realizing that he is somewhere on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. Because ultimately, this is a war to reassert the Bretton Woods Agreement on the world. and force every other nation to continue to go through the U.S. dollar for all cross-border trade and banking, off of which the Federal Reserve and Wall Street would make a small piece of the action. And they want to go back to that because this nation has pretty much lost most of its manufacturing. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. There is nothing else other than other countries using our currency to keep our economy going.
Well, I don't know if I missed some news cycle, but how is it that Pence is out, too, if Trump goes out? I thought they were after Trump, but that Pence would be the president.
Well, Pence would be the president, but Antifa is saying they want both Trump and Pence out. But again, that would make Speaker of the House McConnell the president. I mean, there's a long line of succession. If Antifa is really out there talking about putting Hillary into that Oval Office, and I'm sure she wouldn't turn them down if it was offered, they're talking about literally going up not just against Trump and Pence, but against the entire structure of government itself.
And Antifa could say something like that? Who are they?
Well, that's a very good question. We know that they're being funded, at least in part, by George Soros and some of his non-governmental organizations. We know they're very sympathetic to Hillary and the liberal agenda. Again, being anti-fascist by definition, that makes them communists, which tends to be aligned with the liberal far-left agenda.
That would imply some clout to be saying we want Pence out too.
Well, they're literally threatening a civil war. I don't know how far they're going to get with it, but at the very least, they could give Trump an excuse to declare a national emergency, martial law, and suspend the Constitution. It's a very fragile situation here right now, and I'm very disappointed in Trump, obviously, but I don't want to see a civil war in this country, because certainly if Antifa gained control of our country, things are going to be a lot worse than they are right now.
I must have missed some other cycle. Cuba, how did Cuba get back in the on the list?
Well, I'm responding to all this stuff that they've been building up for the last couple of weeks about how Cuba is using sonic weapons against our diplomats, which, of course, Cuba denies. And the idea that Trump is pulling back from the normalization of relations that Obama started, and now they've withdrawn their diplomats, and it's starting to go back and look like, back before the Bay of Pigs, where the State Department is urging Americans who are currently in Cuba to get on out. And I think the thinking is, even if Cuba normalized relations with the U.S. government, that doesn't mean they would break off their existing relationship with Russia because of the many long years going back to the Soviet Union where Russia was their friend and support in this country. So the thinking is, in order to prevent Russia from having a military foothold in the Caribbean, we're going to go ahead and just take over Cuba. Anyway, we've got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Kathleen. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go to the phones here, Natural News is reporting that many witnesses who were on the scene of that shooting at that Route 91 country music concert were saying when the shooting started, nearly all the exits were blocked. And that's probably why so many people were injured, because the people behind were pushing forward trying to get on out. The people near the exits couldn't get out, and they wound up being crushed. And something that was very obvious on the video as well, if you look at the video of the musicians playing just when the shooting starts, and the musicians stop, and the stage lights, the set lights go off, and then all of a sudden there are all these bright floodlights that light up the audience. Now, maybe they were being lit up to help guide them to the exits, or maybe somebody just decided, let's light them up a little bit for somebody to be able to see more clearly what's going on. But this story is just feeling so, so iffy right now. All right, back to the phones here. James in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I haven't heard anybody mention this much, but the earthquake in Mexico City brings up an idea that Mexico City isn't really built on great geology. It seems to be sinking, and it also doesn't have a nearby water supply, so its water is piped in from far away.
Well, that's been known for a long time. Mexico City was originally an island in the middle of a lake the time of the natives. And then over time, they just filled it on in and they built on out. And yes, it's absolutely the worst kind of terrain that you should be building on if you're in an earthquake zone.
Well, it seems to be sinking or shifting, and the water pipes are failing, and the poor people there are already spending a ridiculous percentage of their income on water that they're trying to truck in. So with this earthquake, I imagine, you know, a city of 20 million people, that's going to be a potential source in the near future of millions of immigrants. I don't know where they're planning on going, but I imagine the United States would be a prime target. I also want to ask you your bumper music, the one that outlines the legitimate roles of government. I was curious who sung that and where I might find the whole song, because I know a lot of people who would really enjoy listening to that.
Well, if you go over to the website wrhradio.com, that's the website specifically for the radio show, and halfway down the page, there is a link to a player where all of the music that is or has been used on the show can be listened to in its entirety, and most of them have links to the original website of the artists who graciously gave us permission to use their music on the show. Much of it actually was written by my wife, Claire. I'm having trouble remembering or figuring out which song specifically you refer to.
Secure the Blessings of Liberty for Ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the preamble to the Constitution. That's Tom. I'm trying to remember his last name who recorded that. But you can find that at wrhradio.com. Halfway down the page, it says, listen to the music from the What Really Happened radio show, and you'll find it all there, okay?
Also, I wanted to say that I haven't been able to donate lately because of a medical situation that came up, but I will resume that, and I advise everybody out there, if you can only donate $5 a month or whatever, go ahead and do it.
I would appreciate that greatly. You know, we're running on fumes over here, and especially with all the hacker attacks on the server, I've had to buy some additional software to try and head it all off. Anything that anybody can do to help, we appreciate it. And I know I do that commercial to donate to RBN, but I should have done a postscript on there saying, you know, don't stop donating to whatreallyhappened.com, because we really do need it and appreciate everything that comes on in. And if you donate and you do not get a thank you, I want to make this point. If you don't get a thank you, there's been some kind of a problem. In some cases, when I get donations by mail, the return address is scrawled so badly that I'll mistype it, and the thank you notes will come back to me. So if you've made a donation and you don't get a thanks, paper gets paper, electronic gets electronic, and sometimes those will bounce back saying the mailbox is full. But if you don't get a thank you from me, it doesn't mean I didn't get the donation, and it doesn't mean I'm not grateful. It just means it was some kind of a technical issue, which email out here right now, ever since Spectrum took over Time Warner Cable, there's been all kinds of problems. They've made changes to their emails, to their SMPTE server, without really informing the customers, and we went through about 3 days there of not being able to send mail.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for your time, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you
as
later.
As long as I possibly can here, we're going to switch over to David in California. Aloha, David.
David?
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, you're Mike. There.
Okay. Well, you know, there's that little swish, and then it's just silent sometimes. I think it's a latency issue. I just wanted to say right now that we lost one of the biggest luminaries of rock today in Tom Petty. He died today.
Yeah, I saw that. I did.
Oh, my God. You know, and it's just, I don't mean to change the subject. I know you got this Vegas thing's pretty powerful stuff, but I just had to tell you that and tell your listeners. And I'd like to know what in the hell's going on with all these great rock people, singing players that are dying under the age of 70 or around 70. It's just...
Well, you know, the rocker culture, live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse here, and we don't know what Tom Petty was doing in his private life. May have just been bad genes, may have just been the stresses of being on the road all the time. It's not an easy lifestyle to be out there with a rock band.
Yeah, I'm a former rock star, so I know. Okay, Mike, thanks.
Okay.
All right, Mark. I used to be in that band. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I remember that one. I remember I had... during one summer in college, I took the summer off, and I actually was part of a rockabilly band. I played five-string banjo and guitar, and we toured around Southern California. That was rough, and I just decided that really wasn't for me, and so I went on to do what it is I wound up doing. So,
easy, like what you're doing now, right?
Well, what I'm doing right now is a lot worse, and I wish I could stop, but unfortunately, I do not see... the end of the need for what Claire and I are doing. And
you fill a great niche, Michael, and God bless, and take care and be well.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, and I'll have to dig out my old Ides of March albums now. Wow, I got a rocker as a fan of the show. Thanks for the call, David. We're going to switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Michael. I just purchased a couple firearms myself. To be prepared, my thinking is if Antifa's around the corner, I wouldn't go out to confront them. It's just for protection. And that's just a statement. But my real question is, what would a civil war look like, and who would I know who's my enemy I would have to defend against?
Well, at this point, as I said before, as disappointed as I am in Donald Trump and in the federal government, I do not like the idea of a revolution or a civil war. And so from my point of view, Antifa, or for that matter, anybody who wants to overthrow the government by force, I have to view as the enemy.
Okay. Yeah, but it could be my neighbor, correct?
Well, it could be. I mean, during the Civil War, I mean, you had families that were divided by that, where you literally had siblings, cousins, nephews, on both sides of the conflict. In my family tree, I have ancestors who served both the Union and the Confederacy. You know, Robert E. Lee, who was the Confederate general, when the war was starting up, he was offered command of the Union armies, and he decided that his loyalties were more with Virginia than with Washington, D.C.
Okay, yeah, so it's a lot more complicated than I thought.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot more complicated because the new Civil War is probably going to be more of a guerrilla war than what you think of as the Civil War with your basic, you know, line ahead marching against each other style combat.
So stay out of crowds, right?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Okay, I think you did enough for me, buddy.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the issue of North Korea. North Korea is acknowledging that the UN sanctions are causing a tremendous amount of harm to civilians and reasserting that this will have absolutely no effect on their continuing development of long-range missiles and nuclear weapons. So it's a standoff on there. Very alarming story coming out of InfoWars. President Trump appears to have settled on a military solution to North Korea. And this is going to be very, very tricky because I have absolutely no doubt that by now Kim Jong-un has dispersed his available missiles and warheads. In fact, there was even a story from last Friday where they were confirming that missiles that had been stockpiled near the factory were now being taken out and spread across the country. The fact of the matter is, and this is very troubling to South Korea and to Japan and to Guam, the United States cannot actually guarantee to go in on a first strike and not have some kind of a retaliation against the U.S. allies in the region. Now, they may be talking, again, a decapitation strike against Kim Jong-un himself, but that leaves open the question of who is going to replace him as leader of North Korea, and are they going to be more pliant towards the United States. But again, what we're seeing in North Korea is the end result of the duplicity of the United States government, which keeps going to all these countries and saying, really, you have to give up your nuclear chemicals, your biological weapons, your chemical weapons, and we promise everything's going to be fine, and it doesn't happen. Libya shut down its nuclear weapons program. Libya gets invaded. Syria surrendered their chemical weapons to avoid invasion. They still got invaded. Iraq surrendered their chemical weapons to avoid invasion. They still got invaded. Iran has shut down their nuclear weapons program. They shipped all of their enriched uranium up to Russia. Now Trump wants to pull out of that deal. And war hawks like John McCain are already out there saying, bomb, 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 Iran, bomb, bomb. It's almost a little bit sick out there. But apparently that's the reason Trump pulled back Tillerson, saying, I've already decided we're going to do this the hard way. And if there is a backlash, Trump will bear the burden for any damage that comes down in South Korea, Japan, or Guam. And don't forget, China has said if the U.S. attacks North Korea without provocation, China will feel obliged to intervene. That risks war between the U.S. and China, and I have no doubt Russia would not hesitate to come in on the side of China. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Anthony in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Just really quick regarding your comments. I have some other comment regarding the Vegas shooting. This involvement, again, is the topic that I tried to tell you earlier about the corporations controlling politicians.
Yes.
And the presidency. And so that's my comment. Anyway, getting on to the Vegas shooting, I really think that there should be an investigative body within our own government that's comprised of citizens like you and I, and politicians like Ron Paul, to investigate these shootings, you know, that
okay,
that happened. What do you think?
Well, obviously the government doesn't want private citizens poking around in its business. That's why they're attacking the independent media, and they're certainly not going to invite them to come into their midst unless they're already compromised going on in. The reality is that we, the American people, have to stop this idea that if we can just get one more government investigation into, for example, 9/11, that the truth will come out. No. As long as it is the government that is investigating, the truth will never come out. There have been a few exceptions. When the House Committee on Assassinations, based on audio data from Dealey Plaza, Texas, did have to admit there was more than one shooter in Dealey Plaza. And yet immediately after the official story was, well, the audio data was faulty, it was a lone assassin, blah, 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 blah. They will never admit that they have lied, because then the entire tapestry of lies that have kept us all blinded through the decades would unravel. And one of the problems of our government right now is they're carrying the accumulated burden of 200 years of lies, frauds, and deception that they have to continue to maintain. Now, after they go off about 100 years ago, they're willing to say, well, yeah, all right, there wasn't really a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. But for certainly the more recent lies over our lifetime, yeah, they will stay protecting those. A lot of people are wondering if we're really going to get the honest documents about John F. Kennedy's assassination, which are supposed to be released later this month. And some people are asking, have they already been sanitized, or will Trump move to simply block them?
But, you know, Mike, if there is no an investigative body to investigate these, these incidents, then it's left up to our government. Then
no, it's not up to the government. It's up to us. We're our own investigators.
I know that, but okay. I understand that. But you know, the independent media, you know, is not as sizable as the mainstream media, and the message doesn't get across to the rest of the American people, because of course we're all being dumbed down and made to be compliant. And
okay,
so
Anthony, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're coming up on a commercial break here. First of all, most Americans aren't watching the corporate media anymore. They're coming to the internet and the independent media. The American people, there is no way the guilty will ever be punished for what they've done. I mean, we're in our second attorney general and head of the FBI in a row who are still working to protect Hillary Clinton. But that really doesn't matter. What matters is the American people come to understand the true nature of that central federal government and how corrupt it has become, irretrievably so, and we start making our decisions about the future based on that. Are we going to continue to support a government that behaves like this? Are we going to ever trust them again with anything that they say? Are we going to allow them to take our children to be killed and crippled in more of these wars of conquest? And that is really
one
the
other,
important
one,
point.
One quick comment, okay, before you let me go. Why can't, concerned citizens get the Attorney General to investigate this shooting, to bring out all the facts that you and the independent media say, like InfoWars? Mike?
Well, if the Attorney General is just as compromised as the rest of the government, what point is there? Anyway, Anthony, got to let you go. Got to take a break.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Fox News is now rerunning the interview with the brother of Stephen Paddock. This is Eric Paddock, and basically out there saying that he's just a regular guy, not strongly religious, not strongly political. They had no idea that he had or where he would have gotten all of these guns that are now claimed to have been found in the room with him. So far, nobody has actually found a link to say that those weapons belong to Stephen Paddock. That's another gap in the official story. And we know how the official story can be made to work for the perpetrators. Remember Lee Harvey Oswald, accused assassin of John F. Kennedy, and a big problem they had was Oswald's fingerprints were not found on that Mannlicher Carcano rifle. It was dusted for fingerprints twice. Couldn't find anything. And all of a sudden, 2 days later, they just decide, oh, we're, for the heck of it, we're going to try and dust it for fingerprints again and find a complete Oswald palm print on the barrel. So these things get done rather underhandedly. Another phone call, Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'm not interested in the details for this. I listened to those bullets, and those are blanks. You do not hear the bullets hitting metal, steel. You don't hear any ricochets. I mean, you watch Gunsmoke. You see more realistic gunfights. And how did they get everybody to the hospital?
Well,
did they use taxi cabs and Uber?
I mean, we have no idea. We have no. Okay, Charlie, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And again, we know the government likes to fake things, but there were so many witnesses around there who saw people getting killed. And again, there are photos now, apparently over at TMZ, they got a whole bunch of them, of the dead and wounded with lots of blood. And so at this point, we're going to start seeing the propagandists try and junk up the story to keep us confused, like the no plane at the Pentagon story or the Umbrella Man and the JFK assassination. It's called poisoning the well, and we just need to be on the lookout for it. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I was listening to Broadcastify on YouTube. They have the police scanners for this event last night. Is it going down the way? You'd have to listen to it because the operators telling the cops to calm down. They're trying to get up. You know, it's quite hairy.
So yeah, it is.
Did somebody get hurt? Yes. Was it this guy with all of that? I don't know. But just to listen to the scanner when you get time, if you want. That's it. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, yeah, it can be very hard to listen to these things when they're actually happening. I understand that there was actually an off-duty Las Vegas police officer just enjoying the concert, and he is one of the people who got shot. Apparently a lady from Tewksbury in Massachusetts was also in the crowd. So we're going to see these victims literally all over the country. We have to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.